So we're continuing the Netivot Shalom and Miketz. We're learning about Paro's dreams, and we're up to Ot Gimel. Ot Merumaz Binyan Chalomot. Furthermore, the dreams allude. Bekdema Dematzinu Bet Ktuvim Binyan Chanukat HaMizbeach. They're really foreshadowing to what we will find two verses about the Chanukat HaMizbeach, the inauguration of the altar. The Betchilaktiv, originally, when it came to the inauguration of the Mizbeach, the Torah says, Zot Chanukat HaMizbeach biyomi mashachoto. The following, this is the inauguration of the Mizbeach on the day that it was anointed. Uvesof ha-parsha mesayim, and at the conclusion of the parsha, the Torah says, Zot Chanukat HaMizbeach acharei himashachoto. This, the aforementioned, is the inauguration of the Mizbeach after it was anointed. Shiyesh lever zot al derech avoda. So we're already accustomed to the Netivot Shalom. He often says this. We could explain this going with the rules of Avodat Hashem. How are we supposed to serve our Creator? Kemamar ha-katuv, like the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Mi yale ba'ar Hashem u'mi yakum bimkom kacho. Who is it that could ascend the mountain of Hashem? Who is it that could arise in Hashem's holy place? The kolel b'ze bet madrigot. That the verse really is encompassing two different levels. Reshit, firstly, the Pasuk says, Mi ya'ale be'har Hashem, who could ascend, who could go up God's mountain. Harbe tzarich li'tyagea la'alot be'har Hashem, one has to toil greatly in order to ascend God's mountain. Ach madrega yoter gdola hi, but the greater level is the end of the Pasuk, Umi yakum, and who can arise, bimkom kacho, in God's holy place. She'acharei ha'aliyah, who is, what's that second level? That's the level that after a person ascends, after he reaches the top, hu nishal bimkomo, he could hold on to that high. Ve'ino nofel shuv mimadregato, and he doesn't fall down again. Lefi she'lachar kol aliyah she'yudi mitale, because after every elevation that a Jew elevates himself, mitgaber kenegdo ha'yetzer hara. He climbed up, so the Yetzer Hara comes back stronger. La pilo bechazara, to knock him down, to knock him back down. Ve'alav lizer meod, lebal yipol shuv mimadrigato. So he has to be very careful that he doesn't fall again from where he's at. Ve'ita b'midrash, and the Medrash tells us, mi'ale ba'ar Hashem. Who is it that can ascend God's mountain? Ze Avraham Avinu. That's a reference to Avraham Avinu, sh'ne'emar, that the Pasuk says, ve'aleu sham le'ola, alachad harim asher omar eilecha. Hashem says, raise up your son, raise up Yitzchak, as an ola on one of the mountains that I'll tell you. So we see the term ha'ala'a, ascending, is said about Avraham Avinu. U'miyakum bimkom kacho, and when it says, and who is it that can arise in Hashem's holy place? Ze Avraham Avinu. That's also Avraham Avinu, she'ne'emar, as the verse says, v'yashkem Avraham b'boker el ha'makom asher amad sham et p'nei Hashem. Avram awoke in the morning to the same place where he was standing before Hashem. Ve'haynu she'Avram Avinu amad tamid al ma'amado. That is that Avram Avinu always stood his ground. Ve'af pam lo hayta lo nefila ve'lo chazar la'achrav. He never fell down. He never retracted. Ve'tamid hamshich ma'ayamim ha'meirim al kol shaar ha'yamim. And he was always able to take those days where he had extra light. Those days where He was exceptionally successful. He was able to have those days light on to his other days. Kemamar ha-katuv, Avram zaken ba bayamim. Like the Pasuk says, Avram aged. He was coming of days. Haynu bechol hayamim, beli yom shel nefila. That is that throughout his days, he didn't fall. So I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. I don't know what it means that a person never falls. V'zeu ikar ha-avodah shel yehudi. And that is the main work of a Jew. Mi yale umi yakum. Who could go up and who could keep getting up over there? Meaning, yakum means to arise, that every time you awaken, you're still up there. Shekasher Hashem yitbarach ozer lo bizmanim tovim umirim. That when Hashem helps him at times where there's light, good times, v'zoche lefi yircho la'alot be'har Hashem, and then he merits to go up that mountain, azai ikar avodato lirot sheyeh mi yakum mimkor kacho. So then his main work is to see how he arises, and he keeps arising there. Shiyachaz bimkomo v'yisher la'amod baze gam achar kach v'lo yipol la'achorav. So he could maintain that high, so he doesn't fall backwards. I always think that that's the question. Ben Azmanim. Guys, take a break. They leave yeshiva. Okay, what did you really take from yeshiva? Now that you're not in yeshiva, what can you hold on to? I always ask myself that question. V'zeu ha'ne'emar b'nesiim. And that's what the pasuk says about the nesiim. Zot chanukat ha'mizbech b'yom himashach oto v'acharei himashach oto. That's why the pasuk describes it as this was the inauguration of the mizbech on the day that it was inaugurated and after it was anointed. Danseim al yedei korbanotehem biyudbet hayamim harishonim kidashu et hamizbech. The nesiim, by bringing their sacrifices those first 12 days that the mizbech was in use, they sanctified the mizbech. Vechdiru ha'ara v'kedusha b'mizbech, and they inculcated light and holiness into the altar, into the mizbech. Hen l'sha'ato v'hen l'dorot, be it then at that time, be it for the future for generations to come. V'al ze omer, and about this concept the pasuk says, zot chanukat ha'mizbech b'yom himashach oto. This is the inauguration of the Mizbech on the day it was anointed and after it was anointed. Shekdusha zo shekidshu, that this sanctification that they sanctified the Mizbech, lo hayta rak l'shata, wasn't a temporary thing. Like some people, they attain a high, yeah, I was religious for that time. They attain the high and then they go back down. No, the Mizbech was given Kedusha. It was given holiness for then and for the future. Uchidiyita b'midrash, and like the Medrash says, legabei ha-shesh eglot tzav b'shnei asar bakar sheviu ha-nesiim la'avodat ha-mishkan, regarding the korbanos that the Nesiim brought for the service of the Mishkan. They brought the wagons, they brought the cattle that would work in the service of the Mishkan, carrying the Mishkan throughout the desert. Adechan ayuka emin, how long did these donations last? The wagons and the cows that they brought. Tani b'shem Rabbi Meir, so the Braisa says in the name of Rabbi Meir, adachshav ena agalot v'aparot kaemot. They're still around, Rabbi Meir says. People think Serach Bas Asher lived a long life. Rabbi Meir says the donation of the Nesiim, they're still around. Velo umemu, velo eskinu, velo etrifu, velo nishberu. They never got blemished. They never got old. They never became a trefa. They never became deathly ill. They never broke. Valo dvorim kal vachomer, the Medrash continues. We can learn from here, kal vachomer, maim agalot shenidbiku b'mlechet ol moed, nitan lehem havayad sheyukayemot l'olam. If these wagons, that they were in the service of the ol moed, they were given existence that they're extant forever. Yisrael shem dvukim b'kadosh baruch hu, the Jewish people, they're not connected to a tent. They're connected to Hashem Himself. Al achat kama v'chama, how much more so are we eternal? Sheneemar, as the verse says, v'atem advekim b'Hashem, you who cling to Hashem, b'Hashem elokechem, chayim kulchem ayom, you're all living today. V'haynu. So what is the Medrash telling us? Shansiim echnisu kazo kedusha ba'agalot u'ba'bakar, that the Nesiim, when they donated those cows and they donated those wagons, they inculcated them with such holiness, ad shemeolam lo nafal b'hem shum mum upgam, that they never were able to be blemished, v'hem chayim l'olam, so they're living for eternity. Umseyem b'Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir concludes and tells us, Shema elu shrak nidbeku l'mlecht ha-mishkan kayemim l'olam, if these that just got attached to the service of the Mishkan that caused them to be existent forever, Yisrael advukim b'Hashem yitbarach, the Jewish people who cling to Hashem, al achat kama v'chama Hashem kayemim l'olam, certainly they'll be existent eternally, mikoch dveikutam ha-nitzchit, from the fact that their connection to Hashem is eternal, she'en davar hamsuga lenotka, there's nothing that could break that connection. Uchmochen al yedei hakorbanot she'ekrivu v'hakavanot hakdoshot she'kol echad mehem hechnis b'ze kavu kedusha nitzchit b'mizbech. By the same token, the sacrifices that the Nesiim brought on the Mizbech, and each one did it with complete holy intent, so then they were able to make the Mizbeach something that would also be eternally holy. She'lo rak b'yudbet hayamim harishonim, not only in the first 12 days, Shem Yomim Mashachoto, that those were the days that the Mizbech was being anointed, Even after the Mizbech was anointed, Hakdusha Nitzchit, the holiness is eternal, Vekayemet La'ad, and is existent for eternity. Lefishib Masehim, for in their actions, the actions of the Nesiim, Nateu Shoresh Lekdusha, they planted the root of holiness. The Davar Sheyeshlo Shoreshim, and anything that has roots, Hareu Omed Lo'olam, will be existent forever, Veino Nofel, and doesn't fall. You with us? ולעומת זה, כתיב בתורה בפרשה זו, and corresponding to this, we find in our parsha, והנה מן היאור, עולות שבע פרות יפות מראה ובריאות בשר. Coming up from the Nile, were seven cows, good-looking and healthy flesh. פירוש, שמצרים היא מקום הטומאה ערוות הארץ. Mitzrayim is the place of defilement, the disgrace of the land. ולכך, and therefore, אפילו אם מגיעים זמנים טובים, even if good times, good economic times come to Egypt, הגורמים להתעוררות ולהתעלות, that really cause a person to be aroused, to be elevated, והאדם מתעלם ממדרגתו לדרגה של יפות מראה ובריאות בשר, and a person gets elevated from his state to a state of good looks, healthy flesh, and לזה קיום that doesn't last. ומיד אחר כך, and directly following that, שבע פרות אחרות עולות אחריהן מן היאור, seven other cows come up out of the Nile, ra'ot mare v'dakot basar, with bad looks, with thin flesh, sheyesh ledayek yitur omro acherot, and we could take note that the verse adds the word other cows. Whenever we have the word other, dimramez the sitra acha, he says that's always an allusion to the sitra achra. It's interesting that he's saying that, because here we see the chassidut. The Rishonim stress that the word acher does not connote anything derogatory. The Ntivot Shalom says no, the word acher is other. In Chazal it would seem that the word acher connotes something derogatory, because whenever Chazal want to speak about something derogatory, they call it davar acher. So ra'as, chazir, death, znut, avodah zarah, all these derogatory things are called davar acher. So it does. I always thought it means something derogatory. But there are places where the Rishonim explicitly state that acher does not have to mean derogatory. But he says it does. He says over here when it says parot acherot, other cows, that's automatically alluding to the sitra acha, the other side. Sitra acha, acha, other side, acher. שזהו עניין השבע פרות אחרות ראות מרב דקות בשר. But this is the concept of the seven other cows, the bad looking cows, the thin flesh cows, שכאשר מתגבר אצל יהודי כוח הקדושה, that whenever the holiness is strengthened within a Jew, מיד מתגבר הכוח שכנגד רחמנא ליצלן. Automatically the opposite strength is also strengthened, the merciful one should save us. You with me? כי זה לעומת זה עשה אלוקים. For God made the world that there's always correspondences. וכוחות הסתרה עולים אחרי מיד. So the other side always gets stronger right away afterwards. ותוכלנה הפרות הרעות מרות הרעות המראה ודקות הבשר. את שבע הפרות יפות המראה והבריאות. The pasuk says, the bad looking cows consumed the good looking cows. ולא נודע כי באו את קרבנה. And it couldn't be noted that they had been consumed into them. ומראין רק אשר בתחילה, and they maintained their bad looks just as they had looked initially. ומראין רע, this concept that they were as bad looking as they were initially, מרומז לפגמי ברית קודש. That's an allusion to the pagam, the breaches that one makes with the covenant of holiness, the covenant of one's bris. וזהו ומראין רע, כאשר בתחילה, and that's what it means, and their looks were bad as they were initially. ולא נודע כי באו אל קרבנה, you couldn't tell that the good cows had entered them. שיש אצל יהודי, for the way it is by a Jew, שאף לאחר הזמנים המהירים, even after the times that he has light, נשאר לו שימם גם לאחר מכן. There is an impact felt on him even afterwards. אבל כאן כתיב, but over here the pasuk tells us, ולא נודע כי באו אל קרבנה. It could not be noted that the good cows had entered them, ומראיהם רק אשר בתחילה, and they looked bad as they had initially. Why? לפי שכוח חסית רעך שקליפת מצרים הוא כל כך חזק, for the strength of the other side, the קליפה of מצרים is so strong, עד שעוקר רחמן הריצלן את הכל, till it can uproot everything. עד שלא נודע כי באו אל קרבנה, it could even reach a point where you can't even note that the good cows had entered them. שמוכה לגמרי את רישומן של זמנים המהירים. For the tumah in Mitzrayim was so bad, it could completely erase any impression of the times that had lit upon them. ורק בכוחו של יוסף הצדיק יסוד עולם, and only with the strength of Yosef the Tzaddik, the foundation of the world, יכולים להכין משני הסבה לשני הרעב. Only he could bring to Mitzrayim this concept that when you have good years, they should prepare for the bad years. היינו שגם בזמנים הירודים ביותר, even in the worst times, בעת פחז עליו יצרו, at times when one's יצר seems to be coming full force against him, שיעמוד לו ליהודי, טעם האור שטעם בימים המהירים, that the Jew can maintain the taste of light that he had in the times that he was in light-filled days. וזה על ידי יוסף שנטע במצרים שור של קדושה. This is through Yosef who planted in Mitzrayim the root of holiness. What is he saying so far? He's saying like this. We have a few concepts. We have a concept that a person can work his way up in life. A person can work up mi'aleh be'har Hashem. And then we have the challenge of maintaining that high. Mi'akum bimkom kadsho, to keep arising within that place of holiness. There's ascending the mountain, and then there's staying on top. A person always has to try and remain on top. The second he goes up, there's going to be a pull to bring him back down. Avraham Avinu was able to maintain that high. A person has times in life where he has more light. A person has times in life where he has more darkness. Our goal is supposed to be that in those times when we have more light, we fill our batteries so that that light will build us a permanent building, a building that will hold out even in the times of darkness. We're supposed to try and acquire things that are real, acquire real growth that will be maintained even at the times when we don't have that light. Life is filled with ups and downs spiritually, emotionally. There are times when a person feels like Hashem's shining on him and things are going right. And there are times when a person feels like it's darkness. Where is Hashem? Everything seems to be going wrong. And I'm not talking about the physical. I'm talking about the spiritual. When Paro saw the cows were referring to this concept. The fact that the bad cows can consume the good cows, and you couldn't even tell that they consumed the good cows, is alluding to the fact that there are sometimes things that are so negative that they could bring a person down so far that you can't tell that there was anything good ever before. The impression of the good can be totally erased. That's when you reach the source of defilement. That's when you reach Mitzrayim, which is the most defiled place on the planet. That's the place where people were so focused on Tumah. There was rampant incest, and any immoral activity you could imagine was happening in Mitzrayim. So in Mitzrayim, there was the potential that the bad cows, which is a reference to the other side, the things that bring one down, those would completely devour what was good, and there would be no sign of what's left. How do we overcome that dream? How did they overcome that dream? Yosef built storage houses. Yosef said, we're going to find a way to store from the years of good so that in the years that are bad, things will be okay. That's the concept that Yosef was Yosef Tzadik Yesod Olam. That Yosef implanted within Mitzrayim a root of holiness. When Yosef stood up to the wife of Potiphar, Yosef made a change in the social structure, in the spiritual fiber of Mitzrayim. Yosef then lay a root of holiness in Mitzrayim. And now that Yosef did that, Mitzrayim had potential to move forward. That's what Yosef did during those years of famine. Shelifneichen, previously, hayta Mitzrayim shoresh hara. Before Yosef's act, Mitzrayim was the root of evil. Shoresh pore rosh vilana, a root that would only bring fruit, bitter, poisonous plants. Lelo kol shoresh el kedusha, there was no root of holiness in Mitzrayim. Ad sheba Yosef, until Yosef came along, v'natasham shoresh el kedusha, and he planted there a root of holiness. Al yedei shetziva otam lamul, what Yosef did was he took advantage of that momentum which he began by standing up to Potiphar's wife, And he commanded them, now all you Egyptians, you want food? You must circumcise. V'zaya hachana. And that was a preparatory act. Kedei sheyuchlu bnei Yisrael laredet l'mitzrayim. So that now that he's helped the Egyptians control their desire, they all have to circumcise. Now Egypt is a slightly different place. And now the Jews can come down to Mitzrayim. V'lo yavdu chas v'shalom b'zo amata. And won't be totally lost in the defilement of Mitzrayim.